Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Burntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Burntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
Welcome to All Things Internet, a show where we talk about things we see on the internet that usually have to do with the internet, but we don't fact check or research most things. I'm here with
Emily Brostaff.
And I'm Rachel Ballinger. And that's it. That's all I have to say. How you doing?
I'm good. How are
Emily
you?
Made us re-record the intro because apparently we were fighting in the beginning and I didn't know.
Vibes just felt off.
I am rushed now because I have an appointment that I can't miss. Yeah. And so I would like to get this... I would like to start.
Yes.
And you took a little while to start.
I was running 9 minutes behind.
I am also PMSing. So yeah. My patience doesn't exist.
And I'm also PMSing. And so my
emotions are heightened. Guess what? We shouldn't be friends today. And let's begin.
Okay. You ready to just hop it? Wait, you didn't tell me how you're doing. Oh, well, you said you're PMSing. But outside of that, how are you?
Exhausted. We went on a hike today.
Yeah.
I'm exhausted.
It was good, though.
Yeah.
We saw a tarantula.
You saw a dead tarantula.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't see it because I didn't want to see it because I don't like that.
It was pretty big. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know they existed here, but you learn new
things
alive. Every
day. They're alive here and well.
Okay. Oh, and I'm going to remember to hold this closer.
Yes.
Is my volume okay?
We're chilling.
Okay.
I'm always louder than you, but I project. I was in theater.
Theater?
I was told to project my voice to the back of the auditorium because
yeah.
I wasn't important enough to have a mic.
I
have a few lines.
I've always been told to be quieter. Like, I need to use my inside voice. So it's astounding to me that I'm too quiet for once.
You're next to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Now I am.
Wow.
Now I am.
Love that.
Thank you.
Nice little reset.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So do you remember a few months ago how we talked about Cara Delevingne and that she was being super weird at the Billboard Music Awards with Meg Thee Stallion?
Yes. I saw that she like spoke out about it.
She finally kind of addressed it
and
on
it
Jimmy
didn't
Fallon.
It didn't do anything. She was just like, I'm weird. Take it as you will. Some people don't like it. I was like, you were on cocaine.
There was something big
going
on.
She was on something. We all knew Meg Thee Stallion invited her.
Yeah.
She didn't know she was going to be that in the spotlight.
Right.
And she was acting weird.
Right. Okay.
And she just said, yeah, that's what happened.
So if you happen to miss this story or you missed our episode, basically Meg Thee Stallion invited Cara Delevingne to come to the Billboard Music Awards with her. But this was not apparent when this story first came out.
Correct. We found this out late.
Yeah. No one knew that Meg purposely invited Cara. We just thought Cara was like a mega fan and was basically obsessing.
Like saw her and started stalking her.
Because the entire night, Cara was like, it looked like she was stalking Meg Thee Stallion. She was like peering out from behind corners. She kept like touching her dress and throwing it up in the air. And like Meg looked really annoyed. And then she kept like, remember Meg and Dojo were trying to have a conversation in the
and
front
she, like,
row.
She creeped in the middle.
And her like face kept like peering up between the two of them. And then didn't Meg cut her out of a photo?
Yes.
Like photoshopped her out of
a
photo? Yes. It was a very strange situation.
Yeah.
And like kind of neither of them spoke up about it.
Yeah, it was probably just really awkward for everyone involved.
Right. You know, everyone has those situations where they invite someone somewhere and then that person just like is off the rails.
Yes.
And you just don't know what to do about it because they're your friend, they're your person, and they're just like being weird and embarrassing. And
or
you're like,
there might not. Yeah, like you thought you knew them, but clearly you didn't.
Right.
Yes.
Right. So it was a very awkward situation. So yeah, Cara went on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and spoke up about the incident for the first time. And she began by saying that she was invited to the show by Megan and that she didn't know that she was going to be sitting in the front row, that she, you know, whatever.
She just thought she's going to go watch Megan perform.
Yeah. She was like, I would love to watch one of your performances. And then Meg was like, great, sit right here. And she was front row behind like the most influential people in Hollywood, basically. Well, like in the music industry.
Yeah.
And so I think that kind of threw her off. And then Jimmy basically asked her, like, well, then why did, like, on the red carpet, why did you keep grabbing Meg's dress and, like, throwing it up in the air? And, like, she seemed annoyed with you. Like, he was being really nice about it, but trying to get to the bottom of it. And she said that she saw Megan struggling to get a fashion shot of it in the air. She said, I was helping her and I was doing it. And I was going, like, yeah, girl, I was hyping her up being a hype woman. So she basically just said that, like,
yeah, I was doing that.
Yeah.
You know, I just pause. I'm annoyed today with everything, so I've decided I'm annoyed. This episode is I'm annoyed. So
this episode's just gonna be titled PMSing.
PMSing.
The duo.
Yes. I hate everything and everything makes you sad. So, but talk shows, since I've known people that go on them, I was just thinking like Jimmy Fallon didn't get to the bottom of anything because the PR team decides what they're gonna talk about beforehand.
That never stopped Ellen.
Well, Ellen just is her own entity. But I wanna be like, that's how they decided to go about this. Like her PR team knew that this was what was gonna be, and they couldn't come up with a better story.
Right.
Like it wasn't like a journalist found her on the street and like did an intense interview. Like it's Jimmy Fallon.
She knew for months that she was probably gonna be on.
Yeah, and they were like, and the PR team tells them you can't talk about this, this, or this.
Right.
And here's what you're allowed to talk about, and this is what we're promoting. And Jimmy Fallon will never throw hard balls. They're always softballs.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Never. It's Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. He seems like a sweet guy.
Yeah. So I just think that was the best they could come up with. Like she couldn't explain anything any better. I mean, she was being truthful. So that's her truth. But it was just.
I mean, yeah, good for her for being truthful. But like if I were her PR team, I'd be like, say that your doctor started you on a new medication and it had weird side effects. Or
she could have just been like, I was really nervous. And she's like, yeah, I was nervous when I was in like sitting in that front row or whatever. Or she was like, she could have been like, Megan asked me to do it. Megan asked me to throw her dress and like say something.
She could have texted Meg and been like, hey, can I say that you asked me to throw your dress?
Yes.
She would have been like, yeah, girl, I don't care. Like,
yeah. Like, I don't know. Well, we never know what really happened. But I was like, I saw the article and I was kind of excited to see her side. I was like,
That was
we already know this information. Right. You literally just described what we saw.
Right. Well, she did wrap it up by saying, I was living my best life, but people found it a bit odd. People find me a bit odd, but that's me. No shame. I mean, own yourself.
No, I'm glad. Like, I don't shame her for what she did because I was like, she was being a hype person and she was being a little weird. But I was like, the PR team couldn't have like wrapped up a better story.
Right.
Because it didn't answer anything. But also, we have no right to know anything at the same time. I'm torn.
Yeah.
I'm torn between being a logical, smart person and being wanting to know gossip and drama.
I always want to know. But then I also like the more I've been like on this podcast with you and the more I've been. Wowzer. My voice just went. The more that I've been on this podcast with you and I've been like doing research and reading articles and like just seeing how much like news is intrusive to these celebrities' lives.
Oh, it's super intrusive.
Yeah. The more I'm like, I want to know so badly, but also like I don't want them to suffer or like their business to be out there or like, you know. But then once it's and people, I can already see the comments now. Well, you're the ones putting it out there. It's already out there. We're just like, you know, we're taking what's already out there.
We're trying really hard not to be a gossip channel and more just reporting what we see.
We're
more delicate with certain people, like if they're, you know, they are great people who made an oopsie versus like people who aren't learning from their mistakes and keep making terrible ones. Like I also don't think this was a whoopsie. I think this was just her. I'm just so confused that she finally chose to speak out about it and there was no good explanation of anything.
Yeah, it was very. That's all we got for that.
That's all we got for that.
And then do we need to?
No, we're good. Okay. Keep going to the next one.
And then PewDiePie. So.
Oh, PewDiePie. Okay, YouTuber.
PewDiePie. Have you ever met him?
No.
Okay.
He lives not near here.
Where does he live?
Over there.
It's just some, like, right there?
I want to be like Germany, Europe, Switzerland. Yeah. I don't know.
Europe.
Well, yeah, stupid.
if you happen to not know who he is, he's the number one most subscribed.
I don't know if he still is. I know he was.
It was like between him and this like Bollywood channel, right?
Yeah, but it was like he's the number one personal channel versus a business channel or something.
Right.
Like that.
And he streams. Like that's his whole thing is streaming and commentary.
He does commentary.
Isn't he kind of like
controversial?
Like a butthole sometimes.
He's been on the internet forever. I am sure he has said some not PC things or done some not PC things.
He made a boo-boo this time.
Again, I haven't watched him in years and I don't know him personally and I don't know anyone who knows him.
Well, that's
personally
what I'm trying to figure out. Is this like a normal thing for him or was this actually like a, oh, he
messed up
for once?
I haven't heard anything in a long time.
Okay.
What was it?
So he was on TikTok. His new thing, well, not his new thing, but like one of the side things he does is he now does commentary on TikTok. And so he'll stitch people or duet people's videos. So the person's video is playing on one half of the screen, and then he'll react to it,
got it,
on the other half of the screen. And he, there was this girl, and she was telling this story, and she had these, like,
oh, you know what? I lied. I know he has said the N-word on multiple occasions. I completely forgot about that. It's a no-no. Continue.
Okay.
That, sorry. Yeah. He has made actual terrible mistakes that aren't mistakes. Like, you don't slip and accidentally say the N-word unless it's in your regular vocabulary.
Yep.
I have never accidentally slipped and said the N-word.
No.
Because it is not part of my vocabulary.
Right.
So why would I ever I wouldn't accidentally, like, hurt myself and say fire extinguisher, because that's not something I normally say.
Right. Yeah.
So, like, or around people who would normally say it.
Okay.
So,
oof.
Anyway, well, so I don't excuse that in the slightest.
No.
And so, we've all known forever that that is not an okay word.
Forever.
Forever.
Right.
There's, I grew up knowing that.
Yeah.
I grew, so, like, that's a no.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like, oh, over the years, that one's been a word you can't say anymore. No, it was always a no word.
Yes.
Continue.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So yeah, there was this girl, and she was telling this story on TikTok, and she had these, like, very vibrant and long nail, like, acrylic nails on. And PewDiePie was listening to her story, and then she was speaking, and then he immediately clicked, like, to pause the video, and he said something along the lines of, like, no, I'm just going to stop you there. And then he put his pug in his lap and started mimicking the girl using the pug, and he had this, like, very derogatory voice that he was using to, like, make fun of the girl. She was deaf. Like, to me, it was very obvious, like, before he even spoke, because I watched the video before he even spoke and I was just listening to her story, it was very obvious that she was part of either the deaf community or had some type
part
of hearing
impairment.
Yeah, something going on.
I know.
And he claims that he had no idea that she was deaf, but he was mimicking her voice using the pug and basically making fun of her. And then when people are like, what are you
can't
doing?
Make fun of a disability.
Yeah, he was like, oh my God. He was like, I had no idea she was deaf. Like, I want to believe that no one's that, like, dumb to make fun of a deaf person in the way
they
speak.
I don't think he is that dumb to make fun of a deaf person,
right?
Especially because of all the controversy. He has a full PR team. Like, he knows he's gotten destroyed and before for doing things, obviously. But I don't know. I grew up in the deaf community because my brother was born hard of hearing, completely deaf, and then got a cochlear. So I've been around, like, the block on everything. I know what that sounds like.
Same, yeah.
But I don't know if it's normal for an average person to know what that sounds like.
That's why I say he had to have, like, just been that dumb. But, like, he claims that he had no idea, and he apologized for it. And the girl actually put out a follow-up video to his apology, because one of the things he was making fun of too was her nails, and he was like making fun of how, like, big and vibrant and, like, how they were distracting from the story because she was using sign, like, she wasn't
fully signing, but she's still talking with her hands.
Yeah, because it's in, like, it's like a, not a habit, it's just, like,
ingrained in her.
Yeah.
I often, when I was taking sign language and using sign language more often to talk with my brother could always read lips, and so sign language wasn't an absolute need in our household.
Okay.
Like, we just had to be looking at him and enunciate, but there was a point where I was signing more, and I would just be talking to my friends and just start signing certain words.
Yeah.
And it's just what you do. And if that's how she talks to certain people, like, I'm sure a lot of deaf people, the community is very strong. And so if she was part of a community, she would sign more often. And
yeah,
then when speaking, would sign.
I couldn't tell because I'm not very well versed in sign. I couldn't tell if she was going full out or if it was like she was doing hand gestures. And while she was doing those hand gestures, it was like she was also, like, semi-signing, like, out of habit.
Oh, probably.
I genuinely could not tell if it was full out or
yeah,
you know.
I'll tell you if I watch the video.
Okay, yeah. And so he was making fun of her nails and how they were distracting, and, like, because I guess he didn't realize that she was also signing. And so then when she put out her follow-out.
All you have to do is take 1 minute of research. Go to her page. I promise there is information somewhere on there. Or look at a comment.
Open the comments.
Open, like, the comments.
Yeah.
Like, you will see, you can find out information about people. There's been a million TikToks I've wanted to stitch.
Oh, I know. And you look at their page one time.
I look at their page one time and I'm like, oh, either they have a fan base that would eat me alive.
Yep.
Or, so just no fan bases. You do things. But don't attack people. But, like, you're scary. or I'm just like, oh, they're just, you know, doing this to get attention, or they're, you know, oh, they just like, oh, they were just making fun of something. Like they right. were just like, they were acting to piss people off or right. whatever. You can tell, just go to someone's page and you can tell their entire personality with like,
especially when you have that big of a platform.
Yes.
Like, what are you doing?
When people have a platform that big, you have to be aware of what you say will cause things to happen.
You have a responsibility.
You have a responsibility, whether you want or not. That comes along with it. Just like, it's not great, but your privacy gets invaded. And
yeah.
You know, like, there are certain things that come along with it. What you say, people will listen to. And like, it's...
Yeah.
It's just what it is.
Yeah.
And even if you go, don't send someone hate, and then you hate on them, they're going to still send hate.
Right.
Because they think they're defending you, or they think, yeah. like, well, you did it, I can do it.
Right.
And so, and also, making fun of someone's nails isn't, what was she saying in the video? Was she being a bad person?
No, she was literally just telling a story. And then in her follow-up video, she was basically saying, she was like, thanks for the apology. Like, I appreciate the apology. But she was like, also, you need to acknowledge that, like, you made fun of my nails. Like, you didn't apologize for that. And it wasn't like a petty thing. Like, oh, you didn't like my nails. She was like, this is something that the deaf community is, and like, especially her, she's really trying hard on her platform to like normalize in the deaf community is having acrylic nails. Because apparently a lot of like people who are not in the deaf community or the sign language community think it's distracting. And like, they can't, I don't know. She's basically just being like, I'm trying really hard to normalize this. So for like, one, you to like not recognize, and then two, to like make fun of me and tear me down for it. Like, you have better things to do. Like, find something else. Like, why don't you go make fun of like the misogynistic men on TikTok, or like.
Yeah, like Drew does.
Like anything else.
Like, if she was literally just, no.
Yeah. So no. It was a big mistake.
I was like, kind of trying to like be like, well, maybe he was like, she was like saying, I love Trump or something. And he was. Like, listen, I'm going to stop you right there. No, if she was just being a normal person, you just make fun of someone else, that's just messed up.
And she, like, I don't know how old she is, but she looked like a very either like preteen. I thought that was a dog peeing.
Just joy.
Joy's in with the water. She's either like a late teen or like a very young adult. Make fun of someone else. Like,
don't make fun of people.
Right.
Like, and like, I'm all for Drew, because she goes after the misogynistic, bigoted, hatred men. Okay.
Right.
Or people. She like, but that, just to go on the platform and just make fun of people for existing. Listen, I get the thoughts you may have watching it and what you may say to your friends, but don't publicly.
And she was like a young black woman. Like, what are you doing?
What?
Yeah. And if you
that's even worse. Bro, with the other allegations, not allegations, things you have done in the past. Yeah. Dude. And he made fun of her. He made fun of a black woman's nails.
Yeah.
Acrylic nails.
Yeah. And if you don't know, PewDiePie is a white, straight male.
So in the world is he? As you keep going, I'm getting more. At first, I'm like, okay, that was a mess up. Oh, no, dude, no excuse. You're done. What were you thinking?
I know.
I think before I get more angry, we're going to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Okay,
and just so everyone knows right now, my girlfriend texted me and I'm struggling because I can't respond. Continue.
Would you like to see if we have enough?
Continue.
Best fiends.
Best fiends.
They get so many free shout outs on here just because I love that.
They haven't sponsored me in so long.
BetterHelp
and HelloFresh are usually my more consistent ones now, but Best Fiends.
It just like rolls off the tongue at this point. Okay, so someone snuck fireworks into Dua Lipa's concert in Toronto.
Why? People, stop.
I don't know.
So be better.
Apparently, three people suffered minor injuries. No one had to go to the hospital. But it's still not saying, like, that's so traumatizing from, like, what happened at Ariana Grande's concert. And, like, for someone to sneak something in that's loud and explosive and, like, it's dangerous. Like,
yeah, for every, not one part of me was like, well, that was a good idea.
Right. That's cool.
I get sneaking in alcohol. Sneaking in drugs for yourself.
For yourself. If you're of age and responsible and.
Well, no one's of age for drugs.
Fair enough. Well, you can like buy weed when you're 18
in certain places. But like sneaking in something that can hurt other people or scare other people is a no-go.
Right. So yeah, there's multiple like videos showing fans like scrambling and running away from it.
Yes.
Because like obviously when it first started going off, like some people thought it was part of the show. But then the fireworks started going into the crowd. And so then even if it was part of the show, they're still going to run away from it because who wants to be hit with a firework?
Yeah, and kill you or blind you.
Right. And then I keep wanting to call her Dula Peep because that's the inside joke on TikTok. Remember Wendy Williams was like, Dula Peep?
No.
Nope. Just me.
Nope.
Okay.
I was not there for that one.
Every time I see her name, I'm like, Dula Peep? Yeah, you can see Dua Lipa on the stage. She's like, trying to keep to like seem normal to like keep everything going, but you could see she's like definitely like glancing and like she's like, this is not part of like the show.
Yeah.
And she was freaking out a little bit. So she posted on her Instagram afterwards and she said, last night unauthorized fireworks went off in the crowd during my set in Toronto. Creating a safe and inclusive space at my shows is always my first priority. And then she said, bringing this show to life for my fans has been such an amazing experience. I'm so deeply sorry for anyone who was scared, felt unsafe, or whose enjoyment of the show was affected in any way. All my love. Like,
yeah, not her responsibility, but I'm glad she said something. But like, what security? What you doing, security?
Well, I guess like, I mean, it's pretty common now when you go to a concert, you have to go through metal detectors because of
everything. America.
Right. Well, yeah, in the U.S. Yeah.
In the United States. Yeah. But some people get really mad. They're like, Canada's in America. I'm like, okay, you know what I'm talking about.
I know. I'm
just a stupid American and we think the U.K. is all of Europe and we don't know what's going on. I've learned myself. I can't clearly.
I mean, also you've learned yourself.
I have learned
myself. Therapy. Better help. I was just taught that 2 months ago. That you're not supposed to say America anymore.
You're supposed to say the States.
You're supposed to say the States or the U.S. or
yeah.
I had no idea.
Because we're all in North America.
Right. That never dawned on
me. Why in the world did we name the middle part of it the United States of America and call them Americans?
Right.
When Canada and
right.
Ridiculous. Okay.
Yep. So yeah, it's just like metal detectors are pretty common now, but like fireworks I don't think are made of metal. It's like it's cardboard tubes with like powder in it, right?
Yeah, most concerts in the States you have to go through metal detectors and you can't have a bag over a certain size and that has to be like clear.
A clear bag, yeah.
A clear bag and
welcome to the US.
Yeah, but I guess if you have a big coat, because like allegedly people I know allegedly have snuck in alcohol and
I've heard one time through
allegedly
a friend.
Through things that and it was it might have allegedly been a couple of shooters, like those little tiny you know,
I've read about this on
allegedly,
Facebook once.
Maybe Emily was there, but maybe allegedly no.
I don't what?
So
you're mumbling, I can't understand what you're saying.
And maybe we got like allegedly got about 10 in.
Huh?
So, and that was just, you know, I'm not going to say how maybe allegedly they did that, but I could see if it wasn't metal and they were just little tubes, how it could have been stuck in like
the
waistband.
Pretty big fireworks.
I don't know.
Yeah. No
idea.
Or
they just threw a bag over a fence and then went through and then went and grabbed it. You know, like who knows?
It's just so scary. Like even if you thought that was like a cool idea for like TikTok or like to seem like, you know.
That people would think it was cool or something.
Yeah. I want to say. Bad, but I can't, and so my brain was misfiring and trying to think of an alternative word for bad. But I hate that we can't curse on here.
Oh,
it ruins my day. But I was like, maybe that's like why they were doing it. But like, you have to think of how much trauma everyone suffers.
People don't
from
think
something.
About other people,
right? Like
people do
every
not think
time
about other people.
I go to the movies or I go to a concert, I'm like, is this the time where there's going to be an active shooter? And like, so for fireworks, that would have. Done me in.
Maybe Canadians don't think that.
Oh, I
much.
Forgot it was in Toronto.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Like how I told you it was in Toronto and I forgot it was in Toronto. So, yeah. Maybe they don't have metal detectors there.
That's what I was saying is
okay.
I remember when I went to Australia and we were doing meet and greets, there was no security and I was kind of stressed because as an American, I'm like, you guys didn't go through metal detectors or anything? Like,
right.
Anyone could have a gun. And they're like, yeah, we don't do guns here. And I was like, all right,
solid.
Cool.
That's
just
a
don't
good
stab
idea.
Stab me then.
Exactly.
All right. Before we go on to the next, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor. Continue.
So Will Smith has finally owned up in big air quotes to the Chris Rock slap.
Owned up? It was him. What does he mean? What? Yeah. Owned up? It wasn't me.
He was like, yes, it wasn't me. It was me that night.
I did it. I slapped Chris Rock.
He released an apology video on YouTube. And it was titled.
He's been quiet this week.
He's been quiet. And it's been titled, or the YouTube video has been titled, "It's Been a Minute." I feel like that's very dramatic, but okay. Where he addressed some of the questions that people have been asking and like the rumors that have been going around. And then he gave a very clarifying statement and about why he didn't apologize. Because you remember, he slapped Chris Rock.
He apologized to the black community.
But not Chris Rock. Because remember, he slapped Chris Rock. Everything kind of like, in quotes, settled for a little bit, and then he won an award and accepted it, and everyone thought he was gonna apologize during that acceptance speech, and he just didn't. And so he basically said, like, why he didn't apologize was because, this is his direct quote, "I was fogged out by that point. It's all fuzzy. I've reached out," well, and then he goes on to say, "I've reached out to Chris, and the message that came back is that he's not ready to talk, obviously. And when he is, he'll reach out. So I will say to you, Chris, I apologize to you." Way to make your apology very public so that you get forgiveness. I spent the last 3 months replaying and understanding the nuances and the complexities of what happened in that moment. The work I'm trying to do is I am deeply remorseful and I'm trying to be remorseful without being ashamed of myself, right? I'm human. I made a mistake. I'm not trying to think of myself as a piece of
poop.
Yep. I can say to all of you that there's no part of me that thinks this was the right way to behave in that moment. There's no part of me that thinks that that's the optimal way to handle feelings or disrespect or insults. I know it was confusing. I know it was shocking, but I promise you I'm deeply devoted and committed to putting light and love and joy into the world. If you hang on, I promise we'll be friends again. So.
I saw Chris Rock post something saying he wasn't a victim. I didn't read into it, though.
Yeah. That is always for them to decide. If you don't want to label yourself as a victim, fine. Like, you claim that, and that can be your story, and that can be, you know, your truth.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all boring at this point, and he definitely did. It wasn't the way he should handle it, and that's the end.
Yeah. I mean, I'm glad it was, like, finally acknowledged. I just wish he would have waited until Chris accepted the apology privately.
Yes.
And then come forward and be like, we talked, we resolved it. Like, now I'm apologizing publicly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because he was clearly not willing to wait because he wants to continue on. He wants to start posting again.
Right.
So he was like, well, I'm ready.
At what point do you have so much money that you're just like, when you have a controversy, you're like, okay, I guess I'm retiring? Like,
I don't know, because he has all the money. I don't think he wants to retire. He likes the attention. He likes the fame.
Oh, I forget about that.
He'd get bored.
Yeah, he's very narcissistic.
Yeah, and like that is why people don't like, they have the money. A lot of people don't retire, like they're not working to retire. They're working because they like it, or they like the attention or the benefits or whatever. Like, I personally, like, if once I'm able to retire, I have the money to do it, that sounds great. I'm gonna have to keep doing something. I can't
just
have
so bored.
Yeah, I can't just have absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
And so, like, especially his kids are grown and stuff like that. So you got to do something. Of course, I would take a little time off, but no.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
All right. And then there was a follow-up on the private plane situation.
Taylor Swift has the worst CO2 emissions, I saw.
Right? Yeah, so, like.
Taylor. Helicopter.
Hi, noob.
Helicopter.
You know Kris Jenner was like, how do we get this off of Kylie?
Yeah, she threw
and then she was in the airplane
database. She was like, Kanye,
database.
I got you.
Yeah. She was like, who has more emissions than my daughter?
Yes.
And sent the list in. You know she did that herself. Yeah, so they said, you want me to tell you who has the most?
Yeah.
Okay, so number 10 is Travis Scott. 9 is Oprah Winfrey. I would have thought she would have been a lot higher on the list.
I think she stays put more often.
Oh, yeah, she's like in the settled age.
She's like, Montecito. Hawaii.
This one threw me off. I literally forgot he existed. 8 was Mark Wahlberg.
Marky Mark.
Also had no idea that the guy from We Bought a Zoo was the same as Marky Mark.
We Bought a Zoo? What is that?
It's a really bad movie.
Oh, I don't know that
movie
at all.
It's a really cute movie, but it's like, it's very.
No, I've never heard of that movie before
in
my life.
What else is he in that he's like iconic?
Well, I.
Right?
I know that the Entourage, he created Entourage and was a producer, and it was based off his life and stuff. And he was really famous. He was like more back in the day. He was a bodybuilder in a movie.
A model for a little bit.
He was a model.
Yeah. But had no idea he was the white rapper.
Oh, yeah.
Marky Mark.
Yeah, he was Marky Mark.
No idea that was the same person. Oh. This like blew my mind.
Oh, yeah.
Right. 7 is Kim Kardashian. 6 is Steven Spielberg. That's all right. Oh, wait, I missed 5. 5 is Blake Shelton. Where are you going, Blake?
Blake.
Where are you going?
Blake.
4? A-Rod? I guess because of all the like training and practices and stuff. But okay. 3 is Jay-Z. I expected that one. 2, Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, he is constantly everywhere.
Yeah. And then 1 is Taylor Swift for the worst airplane CO2 emissions from their private flights.
Huh.
Yeah. So that was it.
All the other celebrities, they're like, thank God we're not on that.
They're like scanning the list. They're like, whoo.
Wasn't me.
Missed it by like 1 pound of emission.
Yeah. Thank God.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I'm going to say this again. Helicopters are less.
I saw someone comment on our last video because we talked on our last video about how Kylie Jenner was like killing the environment with how much she flies. Oh, and did you see Taylor Swift's PR team tried to play it off and they said it's not her making all those flights, that she lends her jet out all the time, so that they can't say that it's her doing that, but it's like her whole entourage of people that she lends her jet out to. It's still your jet.
Yeah.
It's still your jet.
It's their jet. Like, Taylor Swift's jet makes the worst admission.
Right, yeah. So, yeah.
All right, whatever.
Yep. Someone commented on our last video, and they said that helicopters actually make worse. But you looked it up, right?
I looked it up, and it said a fourth of it.
Yeah. We shall never know, I guess. Yep. I mean, I could just Google it right now, but no, thank you.
How about, why don't we just have like big celebrity planes and then the normal people can't go on them, but they're scheduled.
And yeah, like Jay-Z and A-Rod can ride in the same plane.
Yeah, it's a carpool.
Right.
Let's carpool
Uber,
it.
What is it? Uber, what's it?
Uber.
Uber pool.
Uber pool.
But for celebrities.
Just for celebrities in their private jets.
Right, exactly.
Come on, guys. We can cut this in half if we try.
Right.
Like, there's just like a little app being like, hey, I'm going from California to New York. Any other A-list celebs need a ride?
Right.
Let's let the world know we're carpooling.
Can we trademark their, like, copyright this app now?
1,000%. As soon as I get my other app Flip off the ground,
right,
this is my next venture. Uber for rich people.
We call dibs.
Yeah, trademark here. I did it.
My God. Okay, you ready for some positive news?
Please give me a positive moment.
A positive moment. Okay, this is always what happens. Not always. I'm trying to stop using indefinites.
Me too.
This is what happens.
Definites?
Indefinites?
Definites.
Definites.
Indefinite? I thought it was definites. Definite.
Doesn't indefinite like imply like it just goes on forever, which is like what always.
Oh, I thought definites meant like absolutes.
Well, what? Now. We should not be allowed to be together.
I think I just used the word absolutes.
Okay, I'm trying to stop using I am always trying to stop using absolutes. Uh-huh. Okay, so what happens?
I will never use them again.
Right, never. What happens sometimes is I start off my positive story. It does start off a little negative, and you go, Emily.
Yeah.
This isn't positive.
It's entertaining.
It gets there, I promise.
I know.
Okay? Well, I just knew I was going to start this one, and you were going to, Emily.
Yeah, it happens. It's going to.
Okay, so lifeguard drones have recently been invented. Oh, actually, I rephrased this earlier because I was like, I'm going to start with the positive. Okay, so... Lifeguard, my emotions, I can't handle it today. Lifeguard drones have recently been invented and supplied to lifeguard stations in Spain because, and it proved very useful because this week there was a 14-year-old boy and he got pulled out to sea and he was drowning and no one could get to him on time. So they launched one of these drones and it flew out over him and dropped a life vest for him to hang on to until a jet ski could get out to him and save him.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. When I was picturing lifeguard drones, I thought they would like drop one of those flotation devices and then pull the person in.
Oh, that'd be smart.
And then the more I thought about it, I was like, that would cost so much money.
When you said it, I thought it was just drones to make so they could scan the waters.
Oh, that's smart.
For people, sharks, things like that.
I wonder if they already do that. Like, how would you not already be doing that? That's so smart.
Because that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
So like, they have to decide if they're going to put their money into prevention or active saving. So they went with active saving.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and then in Hollywood, Florida, workers at a Red Lobster, one of your favorite date spot.
Abby's in my favorite date spot. I haven't gone there in a minute.
I love some crab legs. They opened up a shipment of fresh lobsters, only to discover when they like got almost to the bottom of the box, there was a like bright neon orange lobster at the bottom of the box. And so one of the head chefs was like, no one's touching it. And they called Ripley's Believe It or Not Aquarium from South Carolina. They flew experts down to Hollywood, Florida to come look at this lobster.
Oh, why? How would you? What in the? Where? I would never open a crate and be like, there's a weird thing down here. Let's call Ripley's.
Well, good thing they did, because it's a 1 in 30 million chance, like in nature, to find one of these neon orange lobsters. So they, because it's so rare, they ended up flying the lobster back to the Ripley's Believe It or Not Aquarium in South Carolina, where it's now housed. And do you want to know what they named it? You got this. Think of Red Lobster.
Endless. Delicious. I have no idea.
Cheddar. They named him Cheddar.
That's funny for
the Cheddar Bay biscuits.
That's pretty funny.
So now he's going to be living at the aquarium, and he's going to be like a new, you know, on display, but happy. And, you know, I mean, he's not back in nature or the wild, but at least like he's taken care of.
Yeah, they've
and,
got like, pretty big aquariums.
Yeah.
I've gone to a couple aquariums, and Ripley's is pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. Right. It's nicer than some. So that's cool.
Yeah. Right.
All right.
Duolingo, not to be confused with Dua Lipa or that, is now offering, this is not like good, I just thought it was like very funny, they're now offering courses in High Valyrian. Did you watch Game of Thrones?
Yeah, a little bit of it.
Okay, so it's the language that
dragon ladies
that Daenerys speaks.
Okay.
Yeah, the dragon family speak.
Yeah.
So they're now offering a course in High Valyrian. They already offered a course in Klingon from like Star Trek, but now they're doing the High Valyrian, and they did it in partnership with HBO because HBO is about to launch a prequel series of how the House of Targaryen came to be. So it's basically like a big ad, but like still funny.
Yeah. All right. Okay. That's cool. That's cool because some people want to learn. Yeah. Some people like having that up their sleeve.
Okay. Last positive news.
Okay. Go for it.
25-year-old Nicholas Bostick was out driving late at night after a slight disagreement with his significant other when he noticed a house was like flames were engulfing a house. So he ran inside. And shouted for the family to wake up. And so he ended up saving the lives of 4 children and a family friend that was staying with them. And once everyone was outside, the oldest of the kids, who was like 18, so she was pretty aware of what was going on, noticed that her 6-year-old sister wasn't with them. And so Jimmy ran back into the house.
Jimmy!
He ran back into the house. He opened all the bedrooms, was looking under all the beds, looked in all the closets, couldn't find the girl. And at one point, he was in there for so long, he was like, I'm going to die. So, like, he opened up a window to, like, leave. And then he heard her crying downstairs. But that's where, like, the main fire was. And he was like, I can't leave her. Yeah. So he, like, ripped off his shirt, wrapped it around his head. He, like, went through, like, the layer of smoke, went down to the first floor, listened for her crying, and, like, found her because it was so smoky he couldn't see anything.
Yeah.
He said even when he got down, he couldn't see anything. Ended up finding her basically using echolocation with her crying. And then carried her up the stairs, shattered a window, and then basically tossed her to fire rescue people who had just arrived as he found her, and then jumped out of the house himself. He suffered like 3rd-degree burns and like slices on his arm from like smashing the glass.
God.
She was completely untouched. Like she was completely fine.
What an amazing human being.
Right? And
that's amazing.
Like with most good news stories, they started a GoFundMe.
As you do.
As you do.
And reward the good people.
They originally created it just to cover his medical bills. And so the goal was like $100,000, but he ended up getting $556,000 and
amazing.
Is now deemed a hero by the city.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That was a good positive moment.
Right?
I like that.
Thank you.
Yay! Congratulations. All right. You have time for maybe one question.
One question. Okay. Ooh. Would you like a funny one?
I'm going to real quick change the battery in the camera.
Okay.
It's about to die. One sec. We're back. Okay. Give me the question.
Okay. Would you rather burp every time you leaned in for a kiss or drool every time you talk?
Oh my God. So I guess burp when I kiss.
That's what I was thinking.
But that is so messed up. That's so messed up. But I mean, I guess I could go a little burp and then go in with
you
it.
You could do one of like burp and then the and then go yeah. for a kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's maybe, but they could just like surprise kiss me.
Oh.
So I wouldn't, I couldn't initiate. But
yeah,
they,
because it said when you lean yeah. in for a kiss.
So if I never initiate, then it's fine.
We found the loophole.
Finding the loophole is the meaning of life.
Honestly.
All right. That's all the time we have for today.
I love you.
I love you too. I got less annoyed as we went on.
Good.
Yeah.
See?
So I just started getting annoyed at just like other people and not my, you know, just my emotions.
Oh, I know.
My normal emotions.
I know.
Not that I was ever annoyed with you, but I wanted to get going.
I know. I was running 9 minutes behind.
Exactly.
It was not considerate.
No, it wasn't.
I don't like being late to things, so I apologize.
Thank you.
Thank you for forgiving me.
Sorry. I was slightly not happy.
It's okay. The vibes were just a little
That's
off.
The vibes.
The vibes were not it.
All right. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. If you like this, please subscribe or follow. And then make sure you give us a like on whatever platform you're listening to this on. And make sure you're checking our Instagram, on our Twitter, personal, and this podcast. Send in your questions or topics always. And we love you guys. Anything else?
Love you. Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of All Things Internet. Please make sure to like and follow our podcast on whichever platform you're currently listening to it on. And make sure to follow us at PodcastATI on Twitter, where you can ask questions and get the latest updates on our show. We love you. Thanks for listening. I'm Rachel Ballinger, and this has been All Things Internet.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.